Hymn 190, Brightest and Best of the Sons of the Morning.
Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lum to our aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid. Cold on his cradle, the dewdrops are shining. Low lies his head with the beasts of the stall. Angels adore him in slumber reclining, Maker and Monarch and Savior of all. What shall we give him in costly devotion? Shall we bring incense and offerings divine? Gems of the mountain and pearls of the ocean, myrrh from the forest or gold from the vainly we offer each lavish oblation, vainly with gifts would his favor secure. Richer by far is the heart's adoration, dearer to God are the prayers of the poor. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and come to our aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid.
Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension for this celebration of the Holy Communion on this first Sunday of a new calendar year. The secular celebration of Christmas is by now well over, but liturgically in the Church we continue for some days yet and look forward to the celebration of the Epiphany, which takes place on Wednesday of this week. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, that my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the
who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60, beginning at verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice. Because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall come over you and cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Gradual Carol, 202. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet in anthem sweet while shaking? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds walk and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear, for sinners here their silent watch is keeping. Their spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King salvation brings, that loving hearts enthrone him. Raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to him, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? for we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The metaphors of light and darkness are pervasive throughout Holy Scripture and church tradition. But such imagery reaches its climax now on the Sunday before the Feast of the Epiphany. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the day in the lean light of January when we often speak of Christmas and Christ as brightness, as radiance, as the child bathed in sun, in starlight, attempting to articulate how an incarnate God is not simply present among us, but revealed to us just as the day is revealed by its dawning. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning. Dawn on our darkness and come to our aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid. Arise, shine, for your light has come, declares Isaiah. It is an invitation to wake from sleep, to gather in the holy places, to pay homage to the one true gift. That is God's desire, to know and be known by us. We observed his star at its rising, the wise men say, and it is a reminder that even the light of inconceivably distant galaxies has been caught up in the narrative of divine love made manifest, reaching out across the vastness of space to find itself reflected in the eyes of the infant king. For all the beauty of this imagery, however, and despite its centrality to our faith tradition, as people of this time and place, we must contend in new ways with the ideas of darkness and light. We must be mindful of how this dichotomy has been used not only to depict the landscapes of spiritual consciousness, but, unfortunately and sadly, has also been misapplied to the physicality of people themselves, as if the color of our skin were an indicator of our soul's worth. One of the few films I felt was worth watching over the holiday weekend was one called Amazing Grace. I had last seen this film in the cinema when it was first released quite some years ago now. And the film is about the long road toward the abolition of the slave trade. Unfortunately, we cannot casually equate light with God and darkness with evil or ignorance in our preaching and in our prayers without realizing how these very terms have been corrupted in recent centuries by our own sinfulness and that of our forebears. By this and so many nations' contribution to the history of equating skin color with moral and spiritual capacities, all of us, no matter our background or good intentions, are inheritors of this bitter reality, and as Christians, attentive to justice and reconciliation, and breaking down that which disfigures beloved community, part of our own emerging epiphany in a frank assessment of how language can harm just as powerfully as it can heal. This is not about erasing the use of traditional imagery, nor is it about excising portions of scripture. It is about taking these resources even more seriously than we have before, sitting with them, wrestling with them, plumbing the depths of Christian writing and hymnody to incorporate the full scope of ways we might speak about God, the one whom John calls the true light coming into the world, but also the one of whom the psalmist says, "Darkness and light to you are both alike." The God whom Isaiah promises will be our everlasting light, and the one whom the mystic theologian Pseudo-Dionysus calls the ray of divine darkness. Rich and varied use of such metaphorical language preserves us from two extremes. First, from assuming that this imagery has no intrinsic power of its own to shape our social consciousness, because it does. And second, from idolizing such imagery as if it were God, because it isn't. It is in the tension of opposites, then, and playful spectrum between them, that we find our language's best attempt at expressing the inexpressible, the experience of which we celebrate today. For many of us, these considerations might feel like uncharted terrain. As such, the wise men in the Gospel according to St. Matthew are our ideal guides for our journey. Strangers from another land, led through the night by wonder and hope, following the path to Christ fixed in the stars, which of course can only be seen in the dark. The Magi are not bound by the political machinations of Herod. They are not beholden to the present order of domination and exploitation. Instead, they are guided by dreams and visions, by the wisdom of hidden roads by attentiveness to the signs around them, and in their journey, one that is itself the union of brightness and shadow, they are led to the place of our collective longing, to gaze upon the hidden face of God and to know that it is indeed God gazing back beyond metaphor, beyond language itself, as pure, incarnate presence. How might we too encounter God again if we are courageous enough to think deeply about the language we use to approach divine majesty? How might we too be guided to travel by another road, a road upon which we acknowledge the limits and the lamentable uses of light and dark in the past, and then push beyond them? What new ways might we dream of to depict and express the epiphany that God is and always has been, reaching out across eternity to abide with us, to heal us, to bring us back to ourselves? For us, this is an instance when our liturgy or ordering of service, our theological process, and God's mission converge to do a brave new thing. As with any worthwhile journey, this is not one that can be finished quickly, nor can it be done alone. We must listen to one another and to the voices of others whose lives are quite different from our own. We must be willing to hold ourselves accountable for speaking eternal truth in new and varied ways, knowing that even our most beautiful language is but a foretaste of the beauty that will one day be revealed in its fullness. But until then, it is what we have to offer. They all gather together. They come to you. Isaiah promises the holy city of God. And still we are coming, traversing the ages, stumbling, lost, hopeful, guided by stars and secret longings, to the place that is neither dark nor light, but deep and dazzling nonetheless, the place of love's epiphany, distant, hidden, and home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, you gave the wise men the sign of a star, understanding of how it pointed the way to Jesus, and determination to follow that way. As they were led to worship the infant Jesus, so lead your church today to know you more clearly and to do your work on earth more faithfully. We pray for this diocese, for David our bishop, for this group of parishes. May all our parishes, our people, our select vestries, clergy and leaders rise to the tasks that will be put in place throughout the coming year. Give to us along the paths of our lives guidance for the way you choose for us, understanding of your word to us, and the will to trust and obey you till we come to your eternal glory. Send us forward into this new year, bearing the name of Jesus for the salvation of all. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, in the year that lies before us, grant peace in all places of strife, especially Yemen. Draw those with authority and influence to acknowledge the Lordship of Christ. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Arlene Foster, the Deputy First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and the government in the Republic. We pray especially for all involved in the administration and implementation of the trade agreement with the European Union. Turn the hearts of those who work only for their own interests to love others in the freedom of your service, and may your love shine graciously on all the world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, we pray for our families, friends, and neighbors, that this year may be one of hope, peace, and blessing. Shield especially with your loving care all babies and young children in the community, and guide those who care for them. Help those who live and work in our local community and those with whom we work to offer their gifts and talents for the good of all, especially in supporting the lonely and isolated and the homeless at this time of lockdown. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, bring reconciliation to families broken by infidelity and misunderstanding. Have mercy on orphaned or neglected children. Visit and relieve the homeless and those driven out by war or persecution. Protect those who are sick or suffering, and be especially with those who have any special need. In particular, those in hospital, Billy McCulloch and Isaac Harrison. Remembering also Ross Neal and Martin Crawford. Also those affected by the present spell of very cold weather. Deliver all who know danger, violence or oppression in the war-torn and conflict-ridden areas of the world. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who, having confessed the name of Jesus in this world, are now at peace. We remember those who have died in childhood, that their loves may be fulfilled in eternal life. May we entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our soul washed in his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. The carol 162, In the Bleak Midwinter, Frosty Wind Made Moan.
Comes to reign in God, heaven cannot hold him, nor doth the rain. I wrestle of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him, fall down before the ox and ass and camel, which adore angels and archangels. Worship the beloved with a kiss. What I can, I give him. Give my heart.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. For Jesus Christ our Lord, who in human likeness revealed your glory to bring us out of darkness into the splendor of his light. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing, Lord.
in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and, in his holy gospel, commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Please ask that those wishing to receive communion, if you'd stand in your pews, if that's possible, and communion this morning will be administered in both kinds, with the wine being distributed in individual containers. Lord God, the bright splendor whom the nations seek, may we, who with the wise men have been drawn by your light, discern the glory of your presence in your incarnate Son, who suffered, died, and was buried, and who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be a short meeting of the select vestry members present. Sunday next, the first Sunday of the Epiphany season, family service at 10 o'clock. And may I wish you all a very peaceful and blessed New Year. The recessional hymn number 83, "The Year Is Gone Beyond Recall." Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.